The Truth News Network. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Well, you can. But why would you want to? Dan Newman.
I didn't say that, folks. That's Pete Moss. I believe you can do without me. I don't want you to do without me. It's kind of a little bit of ostentatiousness by Mr. Moss there. But anyway, I want to welcome you back to Truth News Network. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop for a second and just let me get you to pat yourself on the back. As I sit here in the Truth News Network studio, about to do this for you, I want you to know that we have crossed the 350,000 mark of TNN partners from around the world. It's crazy, all the countries that people are reading and listening to Truth News Network. The latest little country I'd never even heard of between Spain and France, right on the borders of both countries, called Andorra. Over 300 partners in Andorra reading and listening to Truth News Network. Thank you so much, all of you out there, for being a part of this as we dig in every day to find the truth of pretty much everything that's important to you in the United States. And speaking of important, and speaking of the U.S., you know something we haven't mentioned in a while? The FBI. Well, we're mentioning the FBI today. FBI Director Chris Wray said this, "We're broken, and we've got to be fixed." That's a little curious to me that the FBI director would say that. In a letter sent to Intelligence Inspector General Michael Horowitz following that humiliation of the FBI at the hands of the FISA court, Director Wray publicly offered some changes the FBI are going to make. And here's what he said. These are his words. "The FBI appreciates the OIG's crucial independent oversight role and the thoroughness and professionalism your office brought to this work. The report's findings and recommendations represent constructive criticism that will make us stronger as an organization. We also appreciate the report's recognition that the FBI cooperated fully with this review and provided broad and timely access to all information requested by the OIG, including highly classified and sensitive material involving national security." The FBI Director Wray continued, "The report concludes that the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation and related investigations of certain individuals were opened in 2016 for an authorized purpose and with sufficient factual predication. The report also details instances in which certain FBI personnel, at times during the 2016-17 period reviewed by the OIG, did not comply with existing policies, neglected to exercise appropriate diligence, or otherwise fail to meet the standard of conduct that the FBI expects of its employees and that our country expects of the FBI. We are vested with significant authorities, and it is our obligation as public servants to ensure that these authorities are exercised with objectivity and integrity. Anything less falls short of the FBI's duty to the American people." And he wasn't finished. He continued, "Accordingly, the FBI accepts the report's findings and embraces the need for thoughtful, meaningful, remedial action. I've ordered more than 40 corrective steps to address the report's recommendations. Because our credibility and brand are central to fulfilling our mission, we are also making improvements beyond those recommended by the OIG. And where certain individuals have been referred by the OIG for review of their conduct, the FBI will not hesitate to take appropriate disciplinary action if warranted, after the required procedures for disciplinary review. Below is a summary of the actions we are taking," he said, "which we describe in more detail in the attachment to this letter. First, we are modifying our processes under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, both for initial applications and renewals, to enhance accuracy and completeness. The FBI relies on FISA every day in national security investigations to prevent terrorists and foreign intelligence services from harming the U.S. We're making concrete changes to ensure that our FISA protocols, verifications, layers of review, record-keeping requirements, and audits are more stringent and less susceptible to mistake or inaccuracy. These new processes will also ensure that the FISA court and the DOJ are apprised of all information in the FBI's holdings relevant to a determination of any probable cause. Second, he said, We undertook an extensive review of investigative activity based out of FBI headquarters. The FBI is a field-based law enforcement organization, and the vast majority of our investigation should continue to be worked by our field offices. Moving forward, in the very rare instance when FBI headquarters runs a sensitive investigation, we require prior approval by the FBI deputy director and consultation with the assistant director in charge or special agent in charge of the affected field offices. Third, we are making significant changes to how the FBI manages its confidential human source, that's called the CHS program. Many FBI investigations rely on human sources, but the investigative value derived from CHS-provided information rests in part on the CHS's credibility, which demands rigorous assessment of the source. The modifications we are making to how the FBI collects, documents, and share information about CHSs will strengthen our assessment of the information these sources are providing. Fourth, that's 4 out of 5, I am establishing new protocols, he said, for the FBI's participation in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI. The ODNI-led counterintelligence transition briefings, for example, strategic intelligence briefings, provided to presidential nominees. The FBI's role in these briefings should be for national security purposes and not for investigative purposes. Continued participation by the FBI in these transition briefings is critical to ensuring continuity in the event of a change of administrations. The new FBI protocols about transition briefings will complement procedures already implemented by the FBI earlier this year to govern the separate category of defensive briefings. The FBI gives defensive briefings, which are based on specific threat information, in a wide variety of contexts and for myriad federal, state, and other public and private individuals and entities. The procedures we recently established for defensive briefings regarding malign foreign influence efforts have brought a new rigor and discipline to whether and how such briefings should proceed. And his final point, his fifth, I am mandating, he said, a specialized semi-annual training requirement for FBI personnel at all levels, those who handle FISA and CHS matters. This training will be experience-based, and it will cover specific lessons learned from this report, along with other new and revised material. Earlier in my tenure as director, I reinstated an annual ethics training program for all FBI employees because I learned the training had been discontinued in prior years. I'll insert this there because former Director James Comey discontinued it. Director Ray went on, the FBI will take appropriate disciplinary action where warranted. Notably, many of the employees described in the report are no longer employed at the FBI. That's the ending of Director Ray's letter that he sent to Congress. His letter is very official. It sounds like he's got everything figured out, or he's in the process of figuring everything out. And all the stuff that we have found out and have been told, I know there are a lot of other things that we haven't found out about or we haven't been told of. Those are still pending. But in the wake of all of that, it just sounds like they have it all together there at the FBI, right? Well, no. Let me elaborate. The issue with the FBI in all this is the illicit and some say illegal application produced by the FBI to obtain authority to surveil Trump campaign worker Carter Page. You remember that started the whole Mueller thing. It's safe to say that each of these proposed changes seems critical in the quest to clean up what has been for years called the greatest law enforcement agency in the world. It's sad that Mr. Ray even needed to send a letter like that. But it's more disturbing that somehow the FBI came what it has become under the leadership of former Director James Comey. So, who's minding the store? Well, Director Ray didn't finish there. 2 weeks ago, he made a second trip to the Hill to defend the FBI once again. This trip was part two of the necessary FBI cleanup Ray began several months ago. Thankfully for Americans, Ray, in his testimony, was a bit more direct about the FBI issues. Now, let me ask you this before we go on to his second trip to the Hill. He mentioned in the beginning of that letter that he had implemented 40 things. He pounded that out there, and then he gave us 5. He detailed 5. That stuck in my head. Listen to this. The failures, he said, highlighted in the Inspector General report are unacceptable, period, and they cannot be repeated. Ray testified before the House Judiciary Committee. I've already ordered more than 40 corrective actions to our FISA policies and procedures, he continued, adding that he has gone above and beyond in outlining what should be changed and can be changed and can provide accountability, rigor, and discipline. I don't think anyone has carte blanche to bypass rules, and I intend to make it painfully clear that is unacceptable at the FBI today, he added. I, as do many Americans, expect the FBI not just to be known as such a significant law enforcement agency. I expect the FBI to be the most excellent law enforcement agency in the world. There's a vast difference between being known as and actually being. Now, this is Truth News Network talking now. We're to the down and dirty. In consideration of where Director Ray may be in his political thinking, this came to the news forefront, and this is one of those little tidbits I promise you've never heard. Listen to this. FBI Director Christopher Wray reportedly represented an American energy executive who was facing a criminal investigation by Russia in 2006. Now, this is when Christopher Wray was in the private sector, and he represented this guy. However, as Trump deals with multiple investigations after all speculation about his campaign ties to Russia that were debunked by Robert Mueller, one wouldn't know that particular detail of Ray's career history. Why? Ray himself deleted the reference to his representing an American who was facing a criminal investigation by Russia. Ray took that out of his biography, his professional biography, well before he was up for one of the country's top law enforcement jobs. As early as 2009, Ray's profile for law firm King & Spalding described his clients and included the line, an energy company president in a criminal investigation by Russian authorities. The firm said that Ray purposely made the changes, but he wasn't the only attorney to work on the case over the years for a client the firm would not name. Who was that Russian? That's a million-dollar question tonight. With offices spread across the globe, King and Spalding have previously represented companies that dealt with Russian state-run energy companies Rosneft and Gazprom. The most important thing of that whole thing is this was an American being investigated by Russia, and he represented him, and he hid it from Americans. This fact does not necessarily mean that Mr. Ray's not qualified to run the FBI, but where's the outcry from the left, or even for that matter, from Republicans for his hiding his involvement with Russia? He was involved with Russia, folks. Aren't Democrats and their media minions the keepers of information regarding all things corrupt to report to Americans? They all swallowed the ignore pill when it came to anything that might be perceived to be negative news for the left. It makes me wonder where Director Ray is regarding political and non-political matters in his FBI. It just gets better and better and deeper, doesn't it? We've got some more details to give you, some more information, and we're going to wrap this thing up when we come back. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hi, this is Jack, founder of Jack in the Box. Is the caller there?
Mr. Box, Douglas Gompertz from Burger Week magazine.
Oh, hey, Doug. Doug's a respected fast food critic.
I recently dined on your sourdough Jack combo.
And?
Perfection. The cheese, the jumbo patty, the golden sourdough bread, the French fries. Bravo.
Well, thank you.
However, I found the dessert a bit dry.
It doesn't come with dessert.
The candy. The white, round candy with the happy face.
Was it wearing a scarf?
Yes, I believe it was.
Rosy cheeks? Fuzzy earmuffs?
Yes, that's it.
Douglas, you ate a holiday ball. We're giving one away free to customers who buy a sourdough Jack combo. But they're not for dessert. They're for antennas.
Or a pencil.
Right.
Well, that's going to improve your score dramatically.
Excellent.
Are you tired of school? Do you have enough of this continuous learning? Let yourself seduce to the crunchy waffle drenched in milk chocolate. That chocolate crispy taste is going to make your day. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
As much a part of your day as pants. Dan Newman, TNN,
The Truth News Network. Well, know this, I can promise you, I've never left home without my pants on, and I know you don't want me to. I certainly don't want to. Where did that come from, Pete? Wow, he's on fire today. Well, hey, these thoughts about Christopher Wray we gave to you earlier, they go to a much broader and more critical concern. That concern has resided mostly in the back of my mind since he was appointed as director. My anxiety has crept forward to the front of my mind several times since he became director. Now, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but regarding politics during the last decade or so, I've often discovered too late that my concerns were based on facts that, when they showed their heads, proved to be right. I don't know if the following matters are tied to facts, but they certainly cause me to question. Much of the so far revealed FBI nastiness regarding Russia and the Trump campaign happened on Chris Wray's watch after he became director. Remember, President Trump sent James Comey packing just a few months after he was inaugurated. Wray took over the bureau in August of 2017. It was going on in earnest when he became director. Even if it all happened before he became director, Wray was not part of the deep dive that unveiled all the corruption at the Bureau, especially regarding the Russia collusion investigation. It's very concerning to me that a newly appointed director, knowing his good friend and former DOJ fellow employee Robert Mueller was steering that Russian collusion investigation, did not work closely with Mueller to, as quickly as possible, identify the corrupt FBI employees and make changes then. He waited for an OIG report several years later. Why did the FBI not conduct the investigations into the group we reported yesterday were indicted in December of 2019 for massive illegal contributions? Much of that went to the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign. That's a typical job for the FBI. Yet the DOJ conducted that investigation internally. Where was Director Wray? And my final concern, those 40 corrective actions to our FISA policies and procedures Director Wray reportedly had been put in place at the FBI, where are they? Where are they? He gave us five out of 40. He's a little bit light on substance. I hope I'm wrong with that statement. But as of this moment, we here at Truth News Network have been unable to confirm Wray's claim. Those 40 have been implemented. We don't even know what the 40 are. No one at the FBI has any accountability to us here. Director Wray did not send us a press release to document the claims he made in his letter to Congress, but we've reached out to numerous government contacts inside and outside the FBI. We can't find anyone who has those 40 corrective actions mentioned in the letter. They know nothing about them other than what Wray stated that you just heard. Now, believe me, anybody at the FBI certainly doesn't have any obligation to speak to some guy down in Louisiana, a blogger and a podcaster, about internal FBI stuff, and I'm not asking for that. I just thought maybe they could say, oh yeah, let me email you a list. Nope. Got a hold of their marketing division, their media liaison office, and got a flat, nope, don't have that information for you, sir. I'm not an anti-FBI American. I'm far from that. I have a very close friend who was an FBI lifer that I don't just know about. I really know him. And I'm confident that among the 35,000 FBI employees, there are numerous loyal Americans and patriots there. Of late, however, bits of information and evidence are leaked that cause many to reflect on the agency's universal credibility. The recent investigations into the FBI have revealed the shockingly political partisan actions taken by FBI upper-level management members to upend a duly elected president based not on evidence, but based on partisan disagreements with the president's policies and fake planted information that former FBI Director James Comey knew about. Isn't it spooky to think that an American president, any American president, could possibly be driven from office by a little group of political hacks from the FBI and the Department of Justice? Forget about the Russians. Those FBI malcontents attempted a coup from the inside. It wasn't the Russians. President Trump has done many good things since elected. One of his commitments, though, is still unfulfilled: to clean up the swamp in Washington, D.C., and rid our government of corrupt politicians. His problem in doing so is twofold: finding the what and the who's of the internal corruption, and having the confidence that those who are in the branches of government that generally guarantee that fraud does not happen are truthfully and honestly not a part of it. Regarding Director Wray, I'm not yet sure of his credibility. I'm not yet sure of his commitment to do everything he can to make the Bureau honest in its investigatory capacity. Fortunately for us all, President Trump now has an Attorney General whose lifetime of law enforcement shows his honesty and his commitment to the rule of law. William Barr is at the helm of the DOJ. And in the chain of command, folks, Director Wray answers to William Barr, the Attorney General. So what do we know about A.G. Barr besides his biography and substantial resume? His veracity was confirmed to me when Morning Joe's Joe Scarborough demanded not only that William Barr is fired as Attorney General, he demanded that Mr. Barr be disbarred. That means the AG is pulling the right strings and he's stirring the correct hornet's nest to cause Morning Joe to squeal. And that's good enough for me. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for being a part of all of this. And feel free to share what we do here with your friends and people you think need to hear the truth about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Speaking of truth, we keep digging, you keep listening and reading, and we'll get together every day. Thanks for being here today at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.